Homeward Bound, October 13, The Union of Justice and Mercy. Behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant. Hebrews 9, verses 3 and 4. Thus those who were studying the subject found indisputable proof of the existence of a sanctuary in heaven. Moses made the earthly sanctuary after a pattern which was shown him. Paul teaches that that pattern was the true sanctuary which is in heaven. And John testifies that he saw it in heaven. In the temple in heaven, the dwelling place of God, his throne is established in righteousness and judgment. In the most holy place is his law, the great rule of right by which all mankind are tested. The ark that enshrines the tables of the law is covered with the mercy seat, before which Christ pleads his blood in the sinner's behalf. Thus is represented the union of justice and mercy in the plan of human redemption. This union, infinite wisdom alone could devise and infinite power accomplish. It is a union that fills all heaven with wonder and adoration. The cherubim of the earthly sanctuary, looking reverently down upon the mercy seat, represent the interest with which the heavenly host contemplate the work of redemption. This is the mystery of mercy into which angels desire to look, that God can be just while he justifies the repenting sinner and renews his relationship with the fallen race, that Christ could stoop to raise unnumbered multitudes from the abyss of ruin and clothe them with the spotless garments of his own righteousness, to unite with angels who have never fallen, and to dwell forever in the presence of God. The work of Christ as our intercessor is presented in that beautiful prophecy of Zechariah concerning him whose name is the branch. Says the prophet, "He shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his, the Father's, throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. He shall build the temple of the Lord." By his sacrifice and mediation, Christ is both the foundation and the builder of the Church of God. The Apostle Paul points to him as the chief cornerstone in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into an holy temple in the Lord. The Great Controversy, pages 415 and 416.